Well, many people are embracing new technology that allows them to access movies with just the click of a button. There have been some casualties of this new approach to watching films. Nostalgically, local video stores used to be a hive of activity, but that's been changing with illegal downloading and the rise of services such as Netflix. So what does the popularity of online movies mean for the local video store? Here to reflect on the glory days of the local video store and what the future holds is the Executive Director of the Australian Video Rental Retailers Association, Ross Walden. Good morning, Ross.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us. Can we go backwards a little bit first? Give us some background on the heyday of the video store, because I can remember when many of them began as shop fronts in the local stores before the massive chain stores took over.
Well, you are correct. That's probably where it did start. You'd probably have to go back to the late 90s, and when the industry started to find its feet and become more independent and setting up their own particular stores instead of just amalgamating with other retailing outlets that they had there. So you would need to go back to probably the late 90s, early 90s, yes.
And we're talking VHS tapes, aren't we?
That's correct. The VHS tape was the first format that came out, and of course that was a new format that came out early 90s, or I think it was early 90s, yes. And of course that was that and Beta were the two tapes, two formats that came out. Beta sort of died a natural death very quickly, and the VHS tape became the norm format in those days.
And how soon after we started having VHS players under our television or on top of our television at home and going to that local video store, did the big chain stores start to come in like Blockbuster and Video Easy?
Well, I think as they saw the market evolving in Australia, they saw a niche market there to capture. Of course, Video Easy and Blockbuster were large American chains. Who came over here, and then of course they saw the local compatriots open up, Leading Edge, Civic, and Network Video, and they saw the market evolving, and they came over here and opened up in direct competition with the local operators who saw the niche in the market.
Then eventually there was a transition to DVDs. How much of a change was that for the industry?
Look, DVDs was a big change for the industry, and a lot of people thought that DVDs were a great step forward, and they were, although it took a little while for the transition to happen. And I note also now that DVDs have now gone to what they call a Blu-ray format. And that hasn't taken on as quickly as what the DVD itself has taken on. The take-up of that's probably only about 10 to 15% of the people who are actually specifically buying DVD Blu-ray versions. So that's been a little slower, but certainly the take-up of DVD was quite significant, yes.
And apart from the DVDs taking up less shelf space, how did they change the landscape for the video store?
Well, obviously shelf space was the main winner in it. It wasn't a large tape; it was just a disc. There were some original teething problems when DVDs came out with DVDs scratching, and a lot of the owners were frustrated in having to re-rent or clean the DVDs continually, whereas the tape seemed to be more durable at that stage. But we've got past that cycle now. And, of course, the DVD gives a clearer picture, better sound effects coming through than what the old VHS tape did, and certainly a more enhanced picture on the set itself.
Yeah, that did catch a lot of people by surprise, because the DVDs, like CDs, were marketed as indestructible, weren't they? But they could still get a scratch on them.
That was correct. We went through a large period of time there where consumers were very frustrated with retailers, and retailers were very frustrated with the distributors who were warranting these products and saying they were not going to happen, they weren't scratched, they were scratched in transit, all this sort of thing, scratched by the customers. That was not the case. They were not indestructible, and that was proven quite comprehensively. And the replicators of the DVDs had to up their game and produce a better disc, which they have now.
I know my local outlet of one of the big chain stores has recently moved to smaller premises. I assume that's an indication of less business. How many video stores are there left in Australia compared to perhaps the glory days?
Look, I'll give you a comparison. I I would probably come up with a figure at the end, which would be close to the mark. Back in the late 90s, early 2000s, the Bureau of Statistics brought out a report saying there was approximately 2,800 video stores in the industry. But having said that, that report by the ABS didn't differentiate between your service stations who were carrying discs or just pure rental outlets. So there's probably some collateral damage in the middle there, and probably the figure wasn't 100% correct. But that number now would probably be down physical rental stores, not taking into consideration your larger chains, certainly not your Kmart's and your Woolworths, just your bricks and mortar rental stores, probably down around the 600 mark now.
Will they eventually disappear?
Look, our board doesn't believe so. We think there's certainly a market there for that retail atmosphere. I actually come from an oil industry background, and back in the 70s we had a service station on every corner of every intersection, and the oil industry went through a huge rationalisation stage after that, and now you've probably got to drive about as far to get to your video store now as you do to get to your nearest petrol station. They're not as convenient, they are convenient, but they're not as conveniently located as what they probably were in the years past.
Yeah, that's a good point. One other aspect of the DVD stores and video stores, generally speaking, that a lot of people don't take into account is they were always a major employer of young people locally, given many of them operated from early in the morning till late at night, 7 days a week. That's going to have an impact on a lot of young people getting a job.
It certainly is, and that's one of the effects that we're going through at the moment. That the job opportunities may it be casual or full time for people coming through at younger age have been reduced. But unfortunately, you can put that down as a result of the technology and moving forward in a worldwide environment, which has affected a lot of industries, not just ours.
And Ross, while for many of those young people over the years it was little more than a chance to make some money, there were others who loved to work in the video store because even as young people they had a real desire to be associated with and work perhaps in the film industry. Do you think it's kick-started a few careers?
Oh, look, I don't know of any personally, but you probably are quite correct. It's a retail field that you really must like to be in. I believe to give it your wholeheartedness in serving the customer. But I think people who work in these retail environments actually have to like working in the retail environment as well. It's not just a matter of the video industry. Yes, it's got a niche about it. It's got a cliche about it. It's got some stardom about it. If you'd like to associate, they can see the latest Mel Gibson movie or see the figures, the actors there on the promos, but I think in a nutshell, you have to be a person who likes working in a retail environment.
So I suppose we have to say that currently there's no doubting the impact that the internet has had on sales. Has it been quite noticeable or just slow and creeping?
Difficult question to answer. We are an industry like other industries who have been affected by the internet. I mean, you can take retail shopping. People buy now on the internet. They don't go to Myers or Grace Brothers or David Jones or your local store. They're shopping online. The internet's opened up a raft of other options to the consumer. Yes, it has taken an effect on our members. But that's part of the worldwide experience that we're all having now.
Well, when we talk about that, I mean, back in the day, you would ring up and reserve, or the day before, reserve a particular film if you really wanted to spend Saturday night watching a film and hoping the people who had copies of it would return them so that you could get it, and then the video store would ring you and say, your copy of X is available now, come and pick it up, and you would. But we live in an age of instant gratification. Is it the case that people just don't want to wait anymore?
Well, you are 100% correct. The public have become, the consumer has become, I won't use the word impatient, but they've certainly become demanding in wanting to see something immediately it's released. And as an association, we are continually hounding the distributors for what we call a worldwide day-date release, where products are released at the same time and the same date worldwide. There are some reasons for not doing this. School holidays, for an example, certain titles are kept for school holiday release because they know that's when they can maximise their result out of their revenue. But the association has understood and recognised that the people want to see at the moment it's released. And if they're not going to get it at the rental store, they're going to find it some other way.
You're listening to Overnights on ABC Local Radio, and we're talking about the changing face of the video store around Australia. And with us is Ross Walden. He's Executive Director of the Australian Video Rental Retailers Association. One of my colleagues received a text from their local video store, which is closing down and selling 28,000 DVDs. A sign of the times?
First of all, let me comment about the depth. And one of the things that a lot of the public don't understand is the copy depth, and that's the 28,000 titles that store has. That's one of the benefits. I'll talk about the benefits of the video store compared to online services. I'd like to make this point quite clear, and then I'll come back to answer your question.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the consumers don't understand that video stores have that large copy depth of titles, which are not available, particularly online.
Can you explain copy depth?
Copy depth is titles of the past and going back a long period of time. Steve McQueen's movie Papillon, very hard to get online, but or for any of the local or one of the new Netflixes or iTunes. But certainly, if you went to a video store that had 28,000, they would have a copy of Papillon there.
Okay.
To use an example. So I'm saying that, you know, when you say you've got 28,000 titles, there may be several copies of each one, but out of that 28,000, there's probably 20,000 individual titles.
Mm.
And that copy depth is quite significant when you go to actually choose an older movie or one that you want to rewatch from a period before, not as readily available on the new format. That's what I'm pointing out.
Yeah, and we've also in the past couple of weeks heard from a franchisee who's again closing down their store, heartbroken about having to leave the industry that he loves and move to a completely different career. What are the wider implications of things like illegal downloading on the livelihoods of many Australians?
Well, I don't think that the implications are always going to be there, and they are quite severe. And our industry has probably been one that our concerns have not been addressed by government in relation to piracy and internet and illegal downloading, and that has had a great effect on our industry. If piracy and downloading had been addressed correctly by government and ISPs at an earlier date, I don't believe we would be in the situation we're in now. They say that the release of Netflix is actually reducing piracy. Well, that could be correct, but I think there's other avenues that could have helped our industry a long time ago in relation to piracy and illegal downloading, which would not have put the industry in the position it's in now.
Yeah, Ross, I'm just wondering, I know plenty of people who were proud of their extensive DVD collections. They go to great lengths to set them out alphabetically and show them off to friends and say, what do you want to watch? I've got something of every genre, every type, documentaries, action, drama, comedies. Do you think, though, people will... the VHS players have all gone from our lounge rooms now, but do you think the DVD player will always be somewhere in the entertainment system?
I think the DVD player will be there, maybe not in the numbers of what we're talking about, and the people, the person that you're talking is probably, I won't use the word eccentric, but probably more a fanatic,
a devoted,
better word, devoted fanatic, a person who did exactly what you said, had his DVDs there, and people came around and chose what they wanted from that. I think that's going to be reduced in its entirety, in the fact that you won't have any people doing it. A lot of the fairly active technical people now are actually storing them in the cloud.
Okay.
That's a service that's been offered, and you can rent and store in the rental buy from some of the things and put them in the cloud. It doesn't have the appeal of actually having and seeing the title there, and I think that's probably a hindrance to it being successful as the producers and the distributors thought it would be.
They were always a handy present idea, weren't they, too? I'm sure we've all received or given a DVD to someone for Christmas or a birthday present of their movie of their favourite star or a documentary on their favourite subject, something like that.
I laugh when people say that because I think a lot of presents got to the stage where it was happening too regularly. It was the easy way out sometimes, but it was certainly a good gift or a very good last-minute thing if you'd forgotten something.
Became the go-to gift when you couldn't...
A good bottle of champagne and giving it a last-minute gift if you'd forgotten. something to do it.
It's better than chocolates on a hot summer's day at Christmas time.
But I do agree with you. I'm sorry for laughing, but you've heard that it was a good backstop. And it was a good present, and it was a good gift, and it was something that was well worthwhile.
Yeah, I was given one the other day. Some friends stayed at my place for a few days, and as a thank you gift, they gave me one on a subject that I was quite happy. I went, oh, great, I haven't seen this. Thanks very much. So
I think, Tony, just talking in general, I think there is a lot of movement to genres that have not been exposed in our video industry, and that is more technologically based documentaries on people, countries. Madman, for instance, who work out of Melbourne, have moved into their genre, has moved into a lot of more of a documentary type of movies that you don't get from the major producers. And people are showing interest in these sorts of things.
Do you reckon we might end up like vinyls making a comeback? There's those collectible stores that are full of vinyl records and people are in there buying up vinyl again like they were living 40 years ago. Do you think DVDs might have that same future ahead of them?
Hard to say, but I agree with what you're saying. The revamp of the vinyl, the retail store that actually sells vinyl records, I think he's up around Mona Vale somewhere.
Yeah.
And I think he actually has a DVD outlet attached to it as well. I think there is the vinyl DVDs or the vinyl records Mona Vale. I think it's up Mona Vale Way in Sydney. So you could be quite correct.
Yeah, it happens to so many things. Everything old is new again at some stage or other, if you wait long enough or live, if you live long enough as well. Ross, before we let you go, where to from here? What does the future hold for the video store and video rental retailers?
Look, our board, our association, we have a board that runs the association, and it's still positive about the outcome of the industry as such. It hasn't reached its death knell, if I could use that word, and I don't want that taken the wrong way. They still see some longevity in the business. Yes, there's been some reductions, but we still believe that the consumer wants to go to a video store for the experience. And I have used this analogy on many occasions. A mother coming home from school at 3 o'clock after picking her kids up and having some kids in the back of the car screaming and asking for an experience, going to the video store's been something that's been a backstop for a long time. To go and choose your video. A lot easier to do that and buy them an ice cream and fill the afternoon than come home and try and download something that takes 2 hours to download on your internet service because it's not quick enough.
It's
an experience, there still.
Yeah, it just goes to show from our discussion with you this morning, for all the advances in technology that we embrace, there is always going to be collateral damage of some sort, and this is a prime example. And particularly sad, as you say, for that experience of going to the video store, but many young people who got some work out of the places, and they were great employers for many, and gave them a kickstart maybe in retail and other hospitality careers. They learned a lot, I'm sure, working with the general public. So there's so much to learn. And it's been really interesting to explore the topic with you this morning. Very kind of you to join us. Thank you.
Thank you for the offer, Tony.
Ross Walden, Executive Director of the Australian Video Rental Retailers Association, with us here on Overnights on ABC Local Radio.